Leviticus chapter 4. And the Lord spoke to Moses, and said, Speak to the sons of Israel, and say, Anyone who commits sin in a sin of ignorance, in any of the Lord's commandments which are prohibitions, but he does it in respect of any one of them, or if the anointed priest sins, incurring the guilt of the people, then he shall make an offering for his sin which he has committed, of a bull calf of the oxen, without blemish, to the Lord as a sin offering, and he will bring the bull to the entrance of the tent of contact before the Lord. And he will lay his hand on the head of the bull, and he will slaughter the bull before the Lord. And the anointed priest will take some of the blood of the bull and bring it to the tent of contact. And the priest will dip his finger in the blood, and he will sprinkle some of the blood 7 times before the Lord in front of the veil of the holy place. And the priest will put some of the blood on the horns of the aromatic incense altar before the Lord, which is at the tent of contact. And he will pour all the blood of the bull onto the base of the burnt offering altar, which is at the entrance to the tent of contact. And as for all the fat of the bull of the sin offering, he will remove from the bull the fat covering the innards and all the fat that is on the innards. And as for the 2 kidneys and the fat which is on them and which is on the loins and the caul on the liver and on the kidneys, he will remove it. As they are removed from the ox of the peace sacrifice, so the priest will burn them on the burnt offering altar. And as for the hide of the bull and all its flesh, on its head and on its legs, and its innards and its dung, he will bring the whole bull out to outside the camp, to a clean place, to the deposition site for ashes, and he will burn it on wood with fire. It is at the deposition site for ashes that it shall be burned. And if the whole congregation of Israel commits a sin of ignorance, and the matter is kept hidden from the eyes of the convocation, and they commit any one of all the prohibited acts of the Lord, things which are not to be done, and they become guilty, and the sin by which they have sinned becomes known, then the convocation will offer a bull calf of the oxen as a sin offering, and they will bring it before the tent of contact. And the elders of the congregation will lay their hands on the bull's head before the Lord, and the priest will slaughter the bull before the Lord. And the anointed priest will bring some of the bull's blood to the tent of contact. And the priest will dip his finger in some of the blood, and he will sprinkle it 7 times before the Lord, in front of the veil. And he will put some of the blood on the horns of the altar, which is before the Lord, which is in the tent of contact, and he will pour all the blood onto the base of the altar of the burnt offering, which is at the entrance to the tent of contact. And he will remove all its fat from it, and burn it on the altar. And he will deal with the bull. As he deals with the bull of the sin offering, so he will deal with it. And the priest will atone for them, and it will be forgiven them. And he will take the bull outside the camp, and he will burn it as he burns the first bull. It is the sin offering for the convocation. If a leading man sins through ignorance and commits any one of all the prohibited acts of the Lord his God, things which are not to be done, and he becomes guilty, or his sin which he committed is made known to him, then he will bring as his oblation a kid of the goats, a male without blemish. And he will lay his hand on the head of the goat, and he will slaughter it in the place where one slaughters the burnt offering before the Lord. It is a sin offering. And the priest will take some of the blood of the sin offering with his finger, and he will put it on the horns of the burnt offering altar, and he will pour its blood onto the base of the burnt offering altar. And he will burn all its fat on the altar, like the fat of the peace sacrifice. And the priest will atone for it, for his sin, and it will be forgiven him. And if anyone from the people of the land sins with a sin of ignorance, by him committing any one of the prohibited acts of the Lord, things which are not to be done, and he becomes guilty, or his sin by which he sinned is made known to him, then he will bring as his oblation a female kid of the goats without blemish. for his sin by which he sinned. And he will lay his hand on the head of the sin offering, and he will slaughter the sin offering in the place of the burnt offering. And the priest will take some of its blood on his finger, and he will put it on the horns of the burnt offering altar, and he will pour all its blood onto the base of the altar. And he will remove all its fat, as the fat is removed from the peace sacrifice. And the priest will burn it on the altar as a sweet fragrance to the Lord, and the priest will atone for him, and it will be forgiven him. And if he brings a lamb as his oblation, as a sin offering, he will bring a female without blemish. And he will lay his hand on the head of the sin offering, and he will slaughter it as a sin offering in the place where he slaughters the burnt offering. And the priest will take some of the blood of the sin offering on his finger, and he will put it on the horns of the burnt offering altar, and he will pour all its blood onto the base of the altar. And he will remove all its fat, as the fat is removed from the lamb of the peace sacrifice, and the priest will burn it on the altar with the Lord's fire offerings. So the priest will atone for him, for his sin which he committed, and it will be forgiven him.